Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Yep, thanks, Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about what doctors are admitting to, and you'd be surprised. We're also going to be talking about congestive heart failure and some other things. So we got lots to talk about, and a quack report. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Let's see, before we get to all that great stuff, we're going to take time and praise and thank the Lord. Yes, we are, because we do live in probably one of the best countries, compared to what's going on in the world. So we want to thank the Lord for America. We want God's hand to be on America, to protect America. So we're going to hit the knees and seek the Lord's face. And I hope you mind the time, because it grows short. And I did bring my devotional today, and it comes from Psalms 5 and 63 and Philippians 4. And it goes like this. As you get out of your bed in the morning, be aware of my presence with you. You may not be thinking clearly yet, but I am. Your early morning thoughts tend to be anxious ones until you get connected with me. Invite me into your thoughts by whispering my name. Suddenly, your day brightens and feels more user-friendly. You cannot dread a day that is vibrant with my presence. You gain confidence through knowing that I am with you, that your face nothing alone. So anxiety stems from asking the wrong questions. Also, anxiety is fear, and that comes from the devil. So the true question is not whether you can cope with whatever happens, but whether you can, together with me, handle anything that occurs. It is this you and I together factor that gives you the confidence to face the day cheerfully. Yeah, it helps you cope, get rid of that tension and stress, anxious feeling. Lord does give you peace. That's another thing. You know, when you approach the Lord, thank him and bless him with peace. That's what I do every day. So I hope you mind the time and seek the Lord's face, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right. Thanks, Frank. Not a big quacker today, but we got lots to talk about anyway after this. So airplane cabin air. They say they found it to be contaminated with toxic chemicals that can damage your health. You know, I used to live next to a flight attendant who was always sick with respiratory infections, and she thought it was the cabin air. She used to fly for U.S. Air. Anyway, in the study involving more than 200 airplane crew members led by the University of Stirling, a clear pattern of chronic acute symptoms emerged. Dizziness, headaches, vision problems, breathing difficulties. Researchers found the clear cause of the relationship because of the health problems. It was really a poor aircraft design that enables the air supply to be contaminated with the fuels from the engine and its oils during the flight. So, I mean, who designed that? I mean, really. Last but not least in the quack report, let's see. You want to watch out do you shop at Walmart? Do you buy the produce there? Hope not. I wouldn't. Well, because they carry a lot of Monsanto stuff. New cantaloupes at Walmart called the Sweet Spark. They say they're 40% sweeter than the winter cantaloupes. Sean Baldwin, Walmart Senior Vice President of Produce and Global Food Sourcing, says customers might skip over the other cantaloupes at Walmart, like the winter ones, because they kind of look okay, but they taste like wood. Well, I mean, cantaloupes are kind of like a summer crop there, Sean. Maybe that's why they taste like wood. Sweet Spark cantaloupes are genetically engineered, crossbreeding, you know, Monsanto once again. So they also have some other vegetables they've been dealing with. You may find them there. Ever mild onion, the Bella Fine pepper, bell peppers, and the Bonafont broccoli, all genetically engineered. So seek grow your own or get certified organic. Pay the extra dough. That's the way to go. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okie dokie. So we're going to talk about doctors. Hey, guess what? They're admitting that they're drug pushers. They're ignorant about vaccines, and they offer misdiagnosis risks. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to dig into this one. Absolutely. You know, recently the CEO of a drug company called Valant admitted that the primary goal of their pharmaceutical company was profits. So according to Valant Pharmaceuticals COO Martin Schickrell, I guess, his first obligation, he says, is to the shareholders. So he explained that if they make the shareholders happy by acquiring drugs that are on the market, you know, and then buying them, you know, buying the rights to them, and then they raise the prices on them, he says that's the main objective. So health is and has really never been the main objective of drug companies or hospitals. So it is strictly a business, like an auto body shop is a business. So patients are really not supposed to take that personally. But it's just a business, they say. Kind of hard to take it, not personally, when it inflicts harm on patients, huh, right? So the attitude from the pharmaceutical industry, kind of worse than criminal. And when they know that their drug or their device is worthless and it can cause injury or even death, and they know that by the time that becomes evident, they would have made millions or billions of dollars to justify any legal judgments against them. So we're going to take a better look at this, get the bigger picture of the system that is advertised as healthcare, and learn how to protect ourselves. Let's read you a quote by Michael Pearson. He's the COO of Valent Pharmaceuticals, and he says, "If products are sort of mispriced and there's an opportunity, well, we'll react appropriately in terms of doing what I assume our shareholders would like us to do. My primary responsibility is to Valent shareholders, and we can do what we want to do." Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's look at the source of incomes, because the strategy of these big companies is to really – the drug companies is to flood the market with many drugs, give the doctors lots of options for disease. So in 2008, Valent Pharmaceuticals acquired over 100 drugs that were already on the market and then bought them and increased their price 1,000%. So this is – so if we're discerning – the real operation of this business, it is to simply buy up existing drugs, then jack up the prices rather than invest in research for new medicines. So drug development is more expensive than buying the existing drugs already approved. So now, the U.S. government's House Committee on Oversight and Reform is supposed to prevent this kind of exploitation. However, it has already been established that the FDA's duty is not to the American people, but it's to expand the drug company's marketplace for drugs. And Congress knows this already, and therefore, based on past behavior, there's really no pushback, not really, from the elected officials. A lot of talk, sounds good, no action. So the exploitation continues. Now, patients are kind of waking up to the fact that drug companies are simply profit centers and ignore ethics and morality of patient suffering and wellness. And physicians are admitting they don't know what is inside the drugs they're prescribing, and they have no idea if the clinical trials on those drugs are evidence-based. They admit they have no control over the validity of the tools they are instructed to use in order to practice medicine. And I'm going to get into that. Yes, I am. All right, so we're going to be talking about plausible deniability, because medical doctors are really not in charge of making the drugs or, in most instances, in testing them. However, how many of them actually look into the validity of the drug claims before they prescribe them? Not many, but when you do find them, they admit they have no idea what to expect from the treatments. For example, Dr. Susan Humphreys is a medical doctor who decided to switch to homeopathic medicine, and she spoke out about vaccines, and here's what she has to say. Doctors are not taught about vaccines in medical school. Doctors are not taught what is in vaccines. Doctors are not taught about adjuvants. Doctors are not taught how vaccines are manufactured and what animal ingredients are used. Doctors are not taught the potential dangers of vaccines. Doctors are simply given written notice when vaccines are due and when to give them. Goodness. Well, the pharmacist, Frank's asking, what about the pharmacist? Well, pharmacists will admit they don't know a whole lot either. They don't even know what chemical changes the drugs you're going to take are going to give you in your metabolism. They have no idea. There's going to be 100 with the first drug and then 100 times 100 with the second drug, but they don't know what they are. It's like a big combination lock, and, just take a dart, throw it on a board, and, that's just about how they look at it. Well, let me talk to you about what Mark Greer, he's an MD, he's a geneticist, and he says this. He says, "I have dealt with vaccines for many years and was unaware, and most doctors were unaware for over 35 years, that vaccines contain thermosol, and that ingredient is actually mercury. They had no idea." Seriously? These are the guys pushing the stuff for you to take. All right. Dr. Greer actually has published a lot of scientific papers warning that thermosol and vaccines cause neurodevelopmental disorders and even heart disease. A lot of his research appeared in the 2003 Journal of the American Physicians and Surgeons. So look for that. So a chemist, actually, Morris Hashis, the University of Maryland, was the one that filed the patent for thermosol in 1927. And it was claimed to be 50 times more effective in killing bacteria. So what it is, it's a bactericide that's better than other preservatives. So Eli Lilly was the first company to call mercury thermosol, but it's really, its trade name is ferrothiolate. That's what the trade name is. Well, let's look a little bit, peek at the toxicity in your thermosol, because science has labeled thermosol as a highly toxic compound, and it should not be inhaled, ingested, or come in contact with your skin. So how can they justify injecting it into you? That's a question, right? Now, the thermosol container actually has a hazardous symbol on it. And science also states that heavy metals have an accumulative effect and is actually toxic to sea life, causing long-term adverse effects. However, the medical science is saying, hey, when it's injected into humans, the body is able to metabolize it and degrade it into a harmless version of mercury called ethyl mercury. Animal tests have actually proven that that repeated injections or, you know, vaccines with thermosol have adverse effects on the central nervous system and the kidneys. That tends to be the main targets of the thermosol. Okay, so the heavy metals, actually, they leave the brain in 14 days, and then they appear in the colon 18 days after injection. Now, Norway did a study, and they found that there's a direct connection between thermosol and vaccines and various skin conditions that affects almost 2% of their population. Also, Poland study concurs that with 11.7% of their children and 37.6% of their adults affected adversely with skin problems after being vaccinated. Now, Dr. Lawrence Palveski, he's a pediatrician, he also states that he did not realize what was in vaccines until 15 years after graduating from medical school. He states that he was not provided with the information on vaccines from the medical establishment, and he has had to start digging into literature on what was in vaccines involving side effects on his own. He admits that if doctors want to learn more about the true nature of vaccines, that they have to self-educate themselves, because this information, he says, does not come near medical schools or residency. All right, so he says, I learned that vaccines are not safe. However, we as physicians were told by the drug companies that they are safe. And he goes on to say more about vaccines. He says, the injection of vaccine materials have never been truly evaluated. The materials in vaccines have not been tested for different age groups, pediatrics, adults, and seniors. We do not know where the vaccine materials travel in the body. We do not know how these materials negatively affect the immune system, the lymph system, the liver, the mitochondria or cell nuclei, and of course, central nervous system. He says there have been few published studies on adverse outcomes from vaccines, showing vaccines have not been really tested and proven to be safe for use. He says telling physicians that they have been wrong and have been actually hurting patients and to admit this is a very difficult thing to do. He says it took me years as a pediatrician to say, I just don't know. Wow. And this is the scientific medicine you've been trusting in with your family? Well, Dr. Tony Bark, emergency room physician, states that working in a hospital setting, she would encounter a lot of patients not up to date in their vaccinations, and so she'd prompt them to comply. She said she did a pediatric residency, but she did not learn anything about vaccines during her schooling and training. She says that the only thing doctors are taught about vaccines is the vaccine schedule and that the vaccine produces antibodies, and that's it. So these scientific doctors have no clue what it is. So there is no information, she says, on how vaccines affect human immune system or about the risks. So doctors aren't given this. So she says doctors are not trained to be critical thinkers about their training, their medical research, or the corruption in the field of medicine. She describes medical physicians as robots or these worker bee doctors that are essentially clueless and are regurgitating the drug company marketing fodder rather than evaluate therapies at face value. So they're just taking it on the drug company's word. All right, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, probably know the name, she states she was an emergency room physician director for more than 12 years, and the only thing she knew of when practicing as an allopathic medical doctor, the only thing she knew, she said, about vaccines is that it contained a little sterile water, maybe a little small amount of dead virus or bacteria. Goodness. She says it was later in her career that she started looking at the vaccine inserts and reading the ingredients, and she discovered that the vaccines, what they really had in them. And she listed animal cow serums, monkey kidney tissue, chicken embryos, canine cells, human embryo cells, and chicken and mouse brain cells. Ooh, doesn't that sound yummy? I mean, if they put you put that on a plate in front of you, you're going to eat that? You want your kids to eat that? No, no, just put it in a vial and inject it into them, right? Well, let's look at the ivory tower, because information that was given by immunologist Titania Bukahavich, if I pronounced that right, she says in her field, they are responsible, the immunologists are responsible for all the, quote, theories of immunology or immunity. Theories, okay? What they're guessing at, what they're thinking up. Nothing really proven. She admits that she and her colleagues have tunnel vision and only read information that is pertinent to their research in their field. All right. So they do not read or consider any research, she says, that shows vaccine cause damage. Here's a quote from her. She says, "We do not deal with the real world. We do research in labs, sort of like an ivory tower profession. We do not read any publications that are too far away from our field. We read only specific to our research, such as antibodies and how they're generated and other immune system responses." End of quote. Well, she got a wake-up call. She goes on to state that she went through her entire PH training believing that vaccines give you immunity and protect you from disease. That's what she was taught. She explains that it is a standard in medicine in that industry that if a patient gets a vaccine and then gets the disease the vaccine was to prevent, the standard practice is to declare that the patient was either not vaccinated or has a different disease. However, Dr. Titania, upon immigrating to the United States, had to present her vaccination schedule. And she noticed that when she was a child in the Ukraine, she was given not one but two measles vaccinations. But by the age of 11, she came down with measles. So she had to establish if science was right about immunizations or not. So after finding many documented research papers on the subject, she discovered that people contract measles from the measles vaccines. And this is why you see all those college students come down with measles, right? Because they got vaccinated. All the unvaccinated ones didn't. All right, so the vaccine, she says, does not protect from the disease and does not help the immune system create antibodies against the disease. Well, obviously, because she got the disease. Okay, so she found out that most immunologists don't know this, and their medical training is severely lacking. Well, that's an understatement. Well, let's move on to the misdiagnosing. I hope I'm opening your eyes a little bit here. Frank, how am I doing? All right, the misdiagnosing part of healthcare is the medical iceberg, only way I can say it. Misdiagnosing patients in the United States is higher than patients think, according to the National Center for policy analysis, misdiagnosis has a 10 to 20% occurrence and exceeds the drug errors and surgeries on the wrong patient or body part. So that's about 12 million Americans misdiagnosed every year. So of the misdiagnosis events, a whopping 28% are reported to be life-threatening and result in death. Goodness. So a report showed that there were like 40,000 intensive care patients that die each year because of misdiagnosis. Now, the Harvard Medical Review found that 14% of all adverse events are due to misdiagnosis, and 75% of these cases involve negligence. Now, misdiagnosis pretty much is the leading cause of malpractice litigation, but a vast majority do not end up in court due to evidence gets deleted or it goes underreported and, you know, patients are none the wiser. So the VA hospital has a huge problem in misdiagnosing. 500,000 a year in Texas alone. Now, the National Center for Policy Analysis found that 50% of all physicians encounter at least one misdiagnosis per month. And that statistic is low because doctors are reluctant to report diagnostic errors. And as one oncologist stated, this is Dr. John Bersagel, senior oncologist, North Atlanta Children's Hospital. He says, once you start down one of these clinical pathways, very hard to step out of them. All right. Well, you're probably saying, well, Miss Wendy, the second opinion will take care of that. Well, let's just look at it. Second opinion, April 2017, Mayo Clinic General Internal Medicine Division in Rochester, New York, released a report on how important it is to get a second opinion. They stated that 88% of patients who got a second opinion went home with a refined or different diagnosis that changed their care plan. So their findings were published in the Journal of Evaluation and Clinical Practice. You know, I have a family member that was incorrectly diagnosed by several physicians in two different states for years, over 10 years misdiagnosed. So really a second opinion can be wrong as well. Now, many patients do not go for a second opinion because they say the costs that are associated with more testing, your insurance complains, and they got to pay for it. So the research shows that diagnostic errors are more common in the primary care and result in flawed ways of thinking, which are often coupled with negligence, not because the disease was rare or exotic. Yeah, it's not you. It's not your disease. It's them. Here's a quote from Dr. James Nessen's Mayo Clinic. He says, effective and efficient treatment depends on the right diagnosis. We know one in five patients will be incorrectly diagnosed, and this is troubling. Dr. David Newman, professor of neurology, Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, he says, misdiagnosis happens all the time. This is an enormous problem. The hidden part of the iceberg of medical errors, which dwarfs other kinds of mistakes, end of quote. Uh-oh. All right, and my last quote before we go to break. Let's see, this is from Dr. Mark Graber, Society of Improved Diagnostics in Medicine. He says, arrogance and overconfidence in our abilities is a major part of the problem. Doctors have gotten a pass far too long when it comes to diagnostic accuracy. End of quote. Patients don't realize how error-prone they are. I mean, physicians don't realize how error-prone they are, he says. And I tend to agree because I used to work with them. Ooh. I can see by the clock we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some solutions to this problem that are within your reach. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Some admissions from our medical community. We're covering doctors admitting that they're pretty much drug pushers and they don't know anything about the drugs they're pushing. They're ignorant about vaccines and they are misdiagnosis prone. by about 20% of the time. Well, you know, if you think about it, has it occurred really to anyone that scientific medicine is based more on a belief system, a theory, than it is factual evidence? Just go with me a minute on this. So if we make a comparison, it's kind of in the same category that you are in where they tell you you're obligated and liable to have a driver's license and to pay income tax when in fact you are not. Yep, the official federal and state codes for driver's license are for commercial for-hire transport of goods and services. It does not govern personal travel, but people have been made to believe that it does. So if you have a driver's license, then technically the state that issued it under their own laws most likely would owe you back pay for driving. But you're not supposed to know that. All right, so people have been actually made to believe it's mandatory, but in fact, they are voluntarily signing up for it. So we live in such a deceptive world, and because of all the hassle, people just have become a slave to a system. So where does it say standing up for freedom is easy? Well, it's real important, and it's obvious to me. You, me, everybody's got to strengthen ourselves. We got to become stronger. You want to strengthen yourself because you must be strong for any battle. Now, scientific medicine has no strengthening therapies or treatments. Toxins work against nutrition and actually weaken a system. So over time, the weakness will lead to a system failure. So people believe drugs and surgery are the normal course of health when they are not. So patients turn over their responsibility of governing their health to actually the drug companies and doctors that don't know anything about the drugs they're prescribing you. And pharmacists have no idea either. You have, you're turning it over to a drug company that has a sole interest in drug sales and profits and not results. Not results, not helping you. So the health system really is against wellness and cures. It's really a system that thrives on disease and death. I know, I'm getting so real. I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer. I'm going to give you some solutions here. Because the only benefit I see in scientific medicine is really anatomy and trauma care. Now, science has learned to even twist the chemistry into toxicity so pharmaceutical companies can patent expensive drugs. So your body is not designed to withstand long-term toxicity, and that's what a prescribed drug is. Now, you know, just ask your liver about that, because your liver's got to neutralize all those toxins from those drugs you're taking. So the solution really to all this nonsense is really to rely on the original medicine God created for health, herbs, foods, spices. Now, he says herbs are here for the service of man in Psalms 104:14, and also herbs are for the healing of the nations, Revelations 22:2, and I know God can't lie. So I put my faith and trust in the nutrition God created to sustain health. You know, he's the master chemist who should know better than God, the creator. So taking responsibility for your own health is work and can even be a battle. However, the rewards are worth it. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call and ask for a free product catalog, and you can learn how powerful you can be by removing toxins and powering up your immune system. Call now, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. International line. Of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, take advantage. 4th of July celebration going on. You'll save 15%. On orders of $45 or more. Online information there on the homepage. You can check it out, but the code to use in the cart is 4, the number 4, July. That expires on the 4th of July, so you know, hurry up. Don't let that expire. Also, if you're a registered shopper on their website, you will earn double reward points during the celebration. So, but you can't use reward points with your coupons. You got to pick one or the other. All right, moving along. Going to be talking about some clot busters here. You've probably seen the TV commercials for the new generation of blood thinners. Frank, have you seen them? Oh, you know, the people learned about Coumadin and Werfen being rat poison. They just don't like the thought of that. They don't like the thought that their prescription drug in this bottle with the nice little white label on it, the doctor's name and everything, is really rat poison. Well, so the medical establishment, the big pharma, they decided, well, let's come up with a new, you know, generation of blood thinners, and we'll call it Pradaxa. So why would a big moneymaker like Coumadin need to be replaced? Well, because the FDA's black box warning on the drug is scaring patients away. That's why. It's because patients are finding out Coumadin is really rat poison. So here's Pradaxa. So is it really better? Is it a better drug for patients, you know, to avoid the risk of clots and stroke? You know? Well, we're going to check it out. Pradaxa. Well, Coumadin actually went on the market in 1954, and it was first marketed in 1948 as a rodenticide, rat poison. So the synthesized Coumadin, also called Werfen, is odorless and tasteless, and it's easily used to poison rodents. So rats eat it and then bleed internally and die. So how did someone who came up with the idea that rat poison would be a great blood clot buster drug for humans, just maybe in a lesser potency? You know, who came up with that? Oh, well. The drug company argues that rat poison in small doses deters blood clots but does not promote hemorrhaging. Well, but the FDA's black box warning on Coumadin states, quote, patients may be more susceptible to the risk of hemorrhaging if they are 65 or older, or if they have a history of gastrointestinal bleeding, hypertension, or heart disease. Well, hello, usually people with blood clots have heart disease. All right, so keep in mind, Coumadin was supposed to be replaced. It was supposed to replace this all-star drug for blood clots called, It's megalitotrin, and said to be one of the worst drugs ever, okay? The risk of bleeding was said to be higher than Coumadin, but it takes 3 to 5 days to reach a therapeutic level. So, you know, that didn't make it. That came off the market because of the risk of hemorrhaging. So in 2001, the Journal of the American Medical Association states that this megalitotrin offered concerns due to the likelihood of induced bleeding, cardiovascular events, and what they call drug-induced liver failure. Aha. So treating blood clots using Coumadin and Werfen, kind of tricky for doctors because, you know, patients need frequent blood tests to monitor the drug, make sure it's not causing any brain hemorrhages or strokes or, you know, killing your liver, that kind of thing. So they're looking for, though, a drug that could even skip all that and still be profitable. So here's the Pradaxa. Now, Coumadin and Werfen cost about $200. If you're on that drug, but the Pradaxa costs $3,000. So you got to sell this to patients why it's better for you. Well, let's look at some side effects. Here is Dr. Robert Califf, Duke University cardiologist. He says, the side effects of Werfen or Coumadin can be debilitating and is one of the leading causes of emergency room fatalities in the United States. Aha. Okay, so that could be a selling point for the Pradaxa, right? Well, let's just see. Let's go on here. Let's look at the replacement drug. So here we are 62 years after Coumadin hit the market in 1954, and after a slew of other anti-blotting clotting drugs that did not perform well, and we're still on the Coumadin, but now we've got the new star, the Pradaxa. So according to the hype on this drug, Pradaxa, it is considered an upgrade from Coumadin because it limits strokes, and Pradaxa actually hit the market in 2010. Didn't know it was on the market that early, but it is. It's already reached $1 billion in sales. Unfortunately, according to DrugWatch.com, the German pharmaceutical manufacturer of Pradaxa, Boehringer Ingelheim, paid $640 million to settle serious side effects cases, 4,000 lawsuits. So yet the TV commercials are still running that the drug is on the market. People don't know about that. Okay, so they've spent $640 million to pay people off because their drug hurt them or their family member. Uh-huh. Okay, that kind of cancels out, you know, the Coumadin negative, right? All right, let's look at side effects. The common side effects patients are informed about with regards to the Pradaxa drug is you may have some indigestion, nausea, or heartburn. Aha, but the serious side effects are heart attack, liver failure, and uncontrolled hemorrhaging and death. This is important. Listen up. Patients with kidney problems can't take Pradaxa without the drug causing serious renal damage. There is no antidote to Pradaxa if the patients start to bleed, and they will just bleed out and die. Whereas if Coumadin and Werfen, at least medicine had an antidote to try to clot the blood and keep you alive. So there are significantly more deaths that go unreported on this drug. Let's see. In 2011, there were 542 deaths that got reported. In 2014, the adverse events led to over 4,000 lawsuits. And the media was said to have covered the story, yet the drug is still being sold and making the drug company over $1 billion a year. You know, nowhere in this world can I imagine, you know, something like this happening. You know, let's say you went to the store and you picked up a supplement and it started killing 4,000 people. That thing would be yanked off the shelves so quick. Stores would be fined and sued if they kept it in stock, right? But no, here's a drug that's going to kill you for sure. All right. So in just 2 years on the market, the drug was blamed for killing 500 patients. No surprise the drug company admitted no fault as it swept the damages under the rug, paying $640 million to settle the cases. So you can do the math. If they're getting $1.2 billion a year, $640 nothing. It's nothing. Just pay them. Now, that seems to be kind of the modus operandi of the drug companies, to make billions on the drug known to cause serious damage to patients, and the payouts and lawsuits won't outweigh their profits. So it's justified. Stockholders are happy. FDA gets probably a little payoff, too. So the bean counters at these corporations, you know, they got to be heavy drinkers. They know their drugs are killing people for profit. Seriously, they got to know this. So it is kind of outrageously ironic that the side effects from this drug are not preventing stroke. They're not preventing hemorrhages or premature death. And this is why the patients are supposed to be taking the drug to prevent all that. So did you see where this whole healthcare system is really a myth? It's really a belief system, not based on anything real. All right, let's look at what causes clots. Okay, the main cause is for clots is lifestyle. You got to change it. So if you have, let's say, an occupation involving constrained seating, this actually can promote a lot of thrombosis or blood clots in your legs. Inactivity will increase your chances of getting clots. So sedentary, a job, long-distance travel, especially by airplane, actually can put you at a greater list of blood clots if you travel frequently. So it's real important that you get up and move every hour, okay? Because there have been lots of people who have taken, international flights and then got to the country they're going and then within a few hours dying of a clot. Well, let's look at who's at high risk of clots. We are also at a high risk of blood clots if we suffer from trauma, surgery, heart attacks, vascular disorders, cancer, obesity, sometimes hereditary conditions, old age, they say, as well as sepsis, which is blood poisoning, birth control treatments, which can put you at high risk of blood clots, and even substance abuse. Now, for some reason, those undergoing surgery for the knee and hip replacement, they seem to be in a higher risk category of developing pulmonary embolisms or blood clots that can go to your lung. They start in your leg, but they go to your lung. So other people at high risk are going to be patients with various types of chronic diseases and even pregnant women. So if you've been diagnosed with thrombosis, the National Cancer Institute lists deep vein thrombosis, or DVT, as a risk factor when you're taking the drug tamoxifen for hormone replacement. So please, please do your research on these drugs, because I think the risks far outweigh why you'd be taking it. All right, so let's look at the surgery risk. Just how much of a risk are we really at from developing a clot when we go for surgery? Well, you can consult the surgeon's general call to action report, which would provide you the health information on that. According to their 2008 report, for instance, the range of incidence for deep vein thrombosis clots would cost $350,000 to $600,000. $350,000 to $600,000 times a year, and it caused 100,000 deaths. So surgeries do open up you to a risk of having blood clots. Just be aware of that. And let's look at the gender risk. Are men or women more at risk of developing clots? Well, the same statistical evidence are that women are at risk, more risk due to the pregnancy and birth control medications they're on. Young women in their 20s and 30s have actually ended up at the morgue after being put on birth control pills because of the clots. So medical science reports that the benefits are outweighing the slight danger, unless, of course, you're one of the women in the morgue. So tell that to those ladies, right? Okay, so evidence also shows that there are fewer blood clots in women that are taking the secondary generation birth control pills, like 15 clots for every 100,000, compared to the third generation of birth control pills, 25 clots for every 100,000. So again, we've got drug therapy not doing us any favors. So women who smoke, are overweight, or diabetic have apps and a history of clots, they're at high risk category. So do your homework on your therapies and look at your lifestyle, because we tend to eat like our family members did. And if they had blood clot problems, we will too, unless we do make some changes. All right. So Sorry. I hit my button, Frank. I'm so sorry. Well, Dr. Victor Gerwich says that, you know, the cholesterol and cardio issues don't disrupt heart rhythm. He says it's really blood clots that are influenced by the fibrinogen level in your blood. So fibrinogen is a protein that's the mechanism that dissolves unwanted blood clots, keeps the balance there. So if your blood platelets tend to clump and stick together, creating clots, which is all influenced diet, it's because the fibrinogen in your protein won't dissolve them, and that protein becomes more fibrin. And so what you got to do is adjust the diet, and of course, a lot of people just go to the blood thinners. I don't want to change my diet. I'm set in my ways. And then they go to the blood thinners, but then they put their risks of eventually dying within a few short years because they didn't take responsibility. They just decided to pop a pill, take an aspirin. Let me just take this anticoagulant and I'll be fine. Well, in a few years, you'll see. Well, they're all believers one day, Frank. They are. The key is you just don't want to lower your cholesterol with dietary changes to prevent the clots for stroke and heart attack. the approach takes longer and to do. You want to eat foods really that directly influence blood and its ability to clot. And the good news is there are foods that do that. They lower cholesterol and they cut your blood clot factor risk. So foods like garlic and onion, scientifically proven to benefit the cardiovascular system in this way. And when you add ginger root and hot peppers like cayenne and olive oil and fish and green tea and lots of vegetables into the diet on a regular basis, you cut that high fat and the cholesterol, and you limit the cheese, or you get rid of the dairy, and because dairy is very bad for the cardio, and you limit that red meat. And so you can actually manage it with your diet. In the interim, what a lot of people like to do is add a little hawthorn berry, because scientific studies have actually compared hawthorn berry to the blood thinners, and it works just as well or better without the side effects and risk. So hawthorn berries will help your body to balance the fibrinogen protein so that you don't have an abnormal clotting factor going on. So chemist Dr. Eric Block, State University of New York, found garlic has compounds that perform antithrombotic or clotting action that is equal or even better to aspirin. He said garlic has extra benefit. It prevents platelets from clumping together and sticking to the walls and arteries and your veins. So, you know, the message is, you know, you have options out there that are safer for you. Researchers in Germany at the Saarland University have discovered that it takes about 3 cloves of garlic a day to improve your circulation and to help that blood to thin out a little bit and to avoid all those unwanted things. So, you know, raw garlic, not cooked garlic preferably. What I know a lot of people do is they'll just throw 3 cloves of garlic in a blender with some V8 juice, and then they'll just kind of give their V8 juice a little zing. They'll sometimes throw in hot peppers for more circulation power. Also, there's a little hint. If you eat garlic with acid-type foods like tomato, it actually magnifies the medicinal power of the garlic, so the V8 juice is really a great option there. And like I said, there's lots of ancient cures that we have tend to have forgotten that are healthier for us because they're using God's herbs, spices, and foods, and the body is responding to that because nutrition trumps toxicity. Okay, and it's just the way we've been designed. Even a lot of these studies have confirmed that, like the American Journals of Clinical Nutrition, they're the ones that ran that hawthorn berry study comparing it to the blood thinners. And also they said it helped prevent hypertension, angina, arrhythmia, and of course those blood clots, and also help patients long-term avoid heart failure, congestive heart failure. So you want to look at stuff that strengthens you, doesn't weaken you. There's the big difference. If you're going to be on the pharmaceutical drugs, toxicity leads to weakness. Weakness leads to failure. Plus, you create a dependency on that stuff, you know, because you're not doing, making changes and being proactive. So I look at strengtheners. I ask myself the question, is this going to strengthen me or is it going to weaken me? Is this going to make me independent or dependent? You know, those are the decisions. Or the questions I ask to make those decisions with, and avoid the doctor's office. Absolutely. Now, if you're looking for solutions to these everyday problems, of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs will help you out. They do have a whole list of cardio options for you at thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call and ask for their free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you're serious about herbs, though, you need Apothecary Herbs. These are certified organic, professional strength type of formulas you're not going to find in the stores. So, and also they offer product support. So you're not alone in your health quest. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. And, of course, they're having their 4th of July celebration, so you can save 15% on orders now through the 4th. And that's on orders of $45 or more. And if you're a regular customer and you're registered and you shop online, you will earn double reward points through the 4th of July. So take advantage of that as well. Of course, you cannot use coupon benefits with reward points. So you got to pick one or the other. Also, sign up for the newsletters. I got to remember to tell you that. Go to the Books and Newsletters tab and sign up because you can subscribe for free. Get empowered each week. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.